This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind, although we did start in the first hour, and we're going to continue talking about the cashless society. And then on the way, the Internet Archive. Chris, you've got a story about this amazing website that basically archives, I don't know, almost the whole web, it seems like. It's crazy. And
it's not even the whole web. It's like the history of the web.
Right, over all time.
So, yeah.
Some government is accusing them of hosting terrorist content. We'll find out what that means here in just a few moments. But first, Vincent, let's continue with your story. Just to bring our listeners up to speed, there's some people in banking and government that want to promote the idea of the cashless society. Banks, for instance, credit card companies have encouraged businesses, go cashless. It's good. It's good to go cashless. Of course, it's good for the credit card companies. They make 3% at least off of every single transaction in most cases. Some companies like American Express or Discover, I think it's more like 5%, as I understand it.
Yeah, I was looking actually at the charges and the percentage and like what we're paying, and it was 3-4%, and maybe it was higher with like something that was not as common.
Right. Let's continue here, Vincent. What are they up to?
Policymakers argue that while cashless stores and restaurants aren't widespread now, the practice could expand to more services, including some that cater to low-income customers. Walmart-owned Sam's Club opened its first cashierless store in Dallas last year, using technology that allows customers to scan and pay for items with their smartphones. Kroger has installed similar technology in about 400 stores nationwide. Stadiums in Tampa, Florida, and Atlanta have started to go cashless or nearly cashless, and the Barclays Center, where the Brooklyn Nets play, is now effectively cashless as well. Quote, I want to stop this before it became an everyday thing, said William Greenlee, a Philadelphia councilman who introduced that city's bill.
Which bans cashless stores. And it passed.
Yes.
Did it not? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it be put to an end too before it gets off the ground. But I don't want to use government
to use the government.
It.
Yeah. Look, if somebody wants to go cashless, they should be free to do that. They should
absolutely.
Be absolutely free. Like our friends at the Bitcoin store that used to exist in Portsmouth, it's closed its doors. They've shifted focus to other things. But we kind of now have it in Keene. But the original Bitcoin store only took cryptocurrency, which essentially made it a cashless store. Yeah, you could put cash in the Bitcoin machine, the vending machine, and buy Bitcoin, but that was the only thing you could buy with cash in the store.
It's, you know, it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of stores, a lot more out there that are cashless than you realize, probably. My company's technically cashless.
You don't have a retail
outlet where people can come in and pay cash. And I mean, certainly will accept your checks for small purchases and money orders, but... Mm-hmm. If you want to purchase a laptop, for example, the only way you can do it is either with a cryptocurrency or with a credit card. So,
let's continue.
Advocates for cashless bans worry technology is moving too fast for the 6.5% of American households, 8.4 million, that do not have a bank account, according to figures from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Figueroa is among the much larger group considered, quote, underbanked, meaning that they have a primary bank account but regularly rely on alternative financial services like check cashers. More than 24 million U.S. households
are... Which is bad news, by the way. Stay away from those people. The check cashers?
Oh, yeah.
More than 25 million U.S. households are underbanked, according to the FDIC. The issue disproportionately affects African-American and Hispanic communities. About 17% of African-American and 14% of Hispanic households have no bank accounts, compared to just 3% of white households, according to FDIC. Figueroa, an immigrant from the Dominican Republic, only opened a credit union account 2 years ago. And Figueroa, he's via, for those of you just tuning in, he tried to buy a taco in Manhattan and had to have someone else pay it for him because it was cash only.
Right.
Or cashless only.
Sorry. Yeah.
It took another year to build up enough funds to use his debit card regularly. He still occasionally relies on a check casher if he needs money quickly, and much of his income comes in cash from his weekend job as a busboy. He has no credit card and no apps on his phone, and has only shopped online 3 times.
Wow. Yeah, I actually know somebody who is sort of in a similar, or was in a similar situation for many years, where he didn't have a bank account, and or he had a bank account, and then, well, at first he didn't have a bank account. I encouraged him to get a bank account, and then he basically didn't have any money in it, so it was like,
time for the fees.
Yeah, right. The fees start building up, and all of a sudden, it's like, you're in the negative. And so he closed the account, and he just didn't have an account for the longest time. And whenever he wanted to buy, you know, humorously, when he wanted to buy something, he'd actually use cryptocurrency.
Excellent.
But, like, online. But, yeah, he just didn't have a bank account. So it was, if he wanted to, like, you know, on planes or wherever he was traveling, if he wanted to purchase something like, you know, food, he wasn't really able to without somebody else paying.
You'd have to give your guy next to you the cash and then have him use his card.
He wouldn't have asked somebody else. He would have only asked
somebody. That'd be the only way to do it.
Well, if you were asking somebody you were traveling with, as opposed to
if you were a random person.
Somebody, yeah.
He would not have asked a random person, right. I can assure you of that.
Business owners who go cashless say they are following the lead of the majority of customers who are abandoning cash payments. Retailers are under pressure to cater to customers with heightened expectations for fast and seamless service driven by companies like Amazon, Uber, and Grubhub.
It is true. When have you all taken an Uber before? I imagine you have. No?
Yes. I have, I think, once.
No? Okay, so it's convenient as hell to... Basically, you don't even have to give the driver your card because Uber already has your card number in the system.
Yeah.
And so, essentially, when you're done with the ride, Uber has a no-tipping policy, but I still like to tip anyway. So I usually tip with cash. But you just get out of the car.
Right.
Well, as soon as you get to your destination, there's no fumbling around with, you know, oh, gotta get the, where's my wallet? I gotta pull my card out.
Yep.
And, you know, giving your card to some person you don't know. And are they making a copy of the, you know, the code on it? And who knows, right?
Yeah.
But if it's in the system, it's a done deal. You just step out and say thanks and have a nice day. So there's definitely some convenience to that.
Leo Kremer, co-owner of Dos Toros, the taqueria where Figueroa tried to use cash, said the volume of cash transaction at his store fell from about 50% a decade ago to 15% last year. That made the cost and logistics of handling cash especially onerous. Before going cashless, Dos Toros locations were robbed twice.
Ooh.
Still, Kremer said the company would adjust if legally required to accept cash.
Well, of course they would.
Force at gunpoint to accept cash.
I mean, this sounds like there's already free market solutions to these problems. The idea that, you know, you're not willing to invest and you're going to then lose the 15% of your customers. I mean, this just seems absolutely ridiculous.
It's crazy. I mean, look, I get it. If you've been robbed, that sucks. And you're going to, you know, be looking at some solutions. I can understand that. But I can't imagine cutting off 10% or 15%
of
customers.
I wouldn't do it.
Most of them, you know, they may love your tacos, but they, you know, it's not going to be good enough. Your tacos probably aren't good enough to motivate them to get a credit card.
I could see some businesses in certain circumstances where it may make sense to them. Like maybe people who fly are going to have a credit card. You just know it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But even there, almost every one of them. Except even there, you'll find that there are situations where, and I'm not even talking about people who are poverty, and I'm not talking about black people even. I'm talking about white. You know, white people. I mean, you've got young people, students. You've got people, you know, I don't know. I mean, I flew so many times before I was, like, a teenager, even by myself. And it's like, I wouldn't have been able, if they hadn't taken cash, I wouldn't have been able to, you know, buy the food, you know, on the flight. Because
you couldn't have a credit card.
Right.
You're a teenager or whatever.
I did, actually. But by a certain point, I did. At a pretty young age. I was probably one of the first young kids to have
How
some
old
sort
were
of,
you?
I think I was 11.
You had a credit card at age 11?
Well, it was a debit card, not a credit card.
Oh, okay.
But
that's different.
But at that point,
you know, kids didn't have, most kids did not have debit cards either.
Sure.
And it still acts as a Visa MasterCard.
Basically.
So, yeah,
places, yeah.
And it was very odd. The person, when I went in actually with my mom to get one of these, there had never been, the manager had never done it, and she wasn't sure if she could.
Wow.
And she was able to, but.
Yeah, it's just a joint account,
yeah.
Right? Like a kid's account at a bank with.
Yeah, well, I had an account.
Mom's name on it or something.
I was a checking account, and whether or not I could get the associated debit card was the question.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. But I'm just saying, it's a dual account, right? Where one of your parents was on it. They don't let kids just open up their own accounts.
It probably was.
It's always
got to
have a parental signer. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about money here tonight, specifically the cashless society. But still to come on the way, we got the Internet Archive alleged to be holding on to terrorist content. Chris has that story for us. And since we're talking about money, and we love cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, I think I can speak for you guys on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. You got to have a cryptocurrency wallet if you want to get into things like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And the wallet that I use more than any other wallet is Edge Wallet. And I'm so glad that finally Edge has come on board with a sponsorship here on Free Talk Live. So just to be clear, I used Edge Wallet before they advertised on Free Talk Live. And I used it more than any other wallet before they advertised on Free Talk Live. It's a great wallet. There are some good wallets out there. There's no doubt about it. Edge Wallet is probably one of the easiest, especially for a new person.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the setup of Edge Wallet is just a username and password. And that's what people are used to. Because a lot of wallets with cryptocurrencies, you got to write down a bunch of words, like 12 or 18 or 24 words. And then you have to store those words in a safe place that's not your phone or not the device on which you have the wallet software, maybe your laptop or whatever. Storing it in like a safe or in a, you know, somewhere else. You still ought to write down your Edge username and password. But it's a lot simpler and a lot more familiar setup than most wallets. It's a great wallet for a new user. But even if you're not a new user, you're old school crypto like I am, it's a great wallet because it'll let you take a bunch of different cryptos. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, some of the tokens for Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. I love that they've got Monero in there. It's hard to find a Monero mobile wallet.
I didn't even know they had Monero.
Yeah. Edge Wallet, man. I don't think there are very many at all mobile wallets for Monero. I know for a few years there was nothing. Now, they've been building wallet apps. They started with Airbits back in 2014. So this team has experience. They got it for iOS and Android. And you can even buy, sell, and trade and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. They've done a great job. Edge.app is where you can go. Of course, you can go to your app store or Play Store. But also Edge.app. All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Aaron. He's on the line in the UK. Good morning, Aaron. What time is it over there?
It is currently 1:23.
Excellent. Thanks for staying up late with us. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. So I'm just kind of like about the implications of cryptocurrency if it was to be standard.
Cryptocurrency? So sure.
About
go
it
ahead.
Being about it being mineable, that's basically like, if there were to be a standard currency, would it be mineable or would it not be mineable?
Well, if it's a cryptocurrency, most of them tend to have a mining aspect to them. Although, mm-hmm. Are the ones that are proof of stake, are those mined at all? Or the mining process is different, I guess, with proof of stake, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some kind of mining.
Well, anytime I get I have a Quantum as a proof of stake coin. Yeah. Every time I get a reward from it, it's a pickaxe, so I imagine it is.
But you're not running the program constantly, are you?
When I do and I get a reward, that's a pickaxe.
Okay. So what? I don't know if I really understood your question though fully, Aaron. Go ahead and rephrase it.
So just to be, it'd be like, so if cryptocurrency was to integrate it, how would it like? Because it's, let's say there was a robbery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cash is basically trackable, right?
Not really. Cash is actually not trackable.
I would be surprised if, you reported, cash loss and the police would actually be able to find it.
They can't
identify it and give that to you.
It's just about kind of,
It's not that it can't be tracked, but you're talking about like CIA type of operations where they're tracking for fraud, not fraud, but money laundering. Yeah. Not even money laundering. Fake currencies.
Counterfeits.
Yeah, counterfeits.
Are you asking Aaron what it would be like if there were one widely accepted cryptocurrency in the world of like retail?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because if there's one crypto, right, like every country, every state, whatever used. the, like, you know, how would, like, if it was just one?
Well, first of all, I think it's unrealistic to think there's going to just be one. Because if you've paid attention to cryptocurrency over the last few years, there are thousands of these things out there. There are, you know, Bitcoin was the first one, and for a few years, Bitcoin did exist without any competition, but then Litecoin came out and Dash and all these other ones came out. Yeah. And, I mean, the idea that there's going to be just one seems unrealistic.
I mean, it sounds like he's asking about the stability of cryptocurrency in general more than anything else from what he was...
Is that what you're concerned with, is stability?
Yeah, the stability, you know, because you saw what happened with Bitcoin.
Because it fluctuates the price.
Yeah, that's true. That is frustrating for people to have that happen.
I think what you would see is with increased adoption, you'd see more stability, but also...
that's probably true. Yeah.
There's nothing to say that you can't come out with a more stable cryptocurrency. You're basically talking about algorithms, so you probably would have the algorithm react in a particular predefined manner to the demand, so you wouldn't actually end up with more cryptocurrency or less cryptocurrency, thus the price becoming more stable. But, you know, it's one thing to talk about, and it's another thing to actually implement.
Aaron, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or you can join us on our Discord, on-air call-in line rooms. Let's talk to Tom. He's in New Hampshire on our phone lines. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm talking about the spam. I don't know if you've gotten these. A lot of people get them. The message is that somebody is demanding that you send them all this money as Bitcoin or else. And what it's about is they claim they simply send an email with your own email address as the return address and say, see, I've hacked your computer. I downloaded all your contacts. And I also recorded the video. I activated the camera on your video. And I got the video of you playing with yourself. To porno, and I'm going to send it to all your friends and associates unless you send me this, and it's fake. Okay.
So the proper response to that is, go for it. I'm sure they'd love to see it.
The proper response is to not email that person back.
No, you're right. You shouldn't do that. Don't do that. Don't do what
I just
said. It was just a joke.
You can't really send it. I take the source code of the message, and I send it. I report it to the email addresses and the domains that it came from as a spam report.
Yeah, but I've received these
emails. You're probably wasting your time there.
Well, the interesting thing was, one of them was actually, normally I don't look in the spam folder, but this one, for whatever reason, I ended up seeing. And I saw this, and I forget what the threatening, you know, subject line was, but there was like a clearly like threatening subject line. So I clicked, like, all right, what is this? What is this? Looked at this. And it was almost exactly what you said, Tom, but there was one other aspect that made it particularly persuasive, and I could see why people would fall for it. Because what they would do is, they, at some point, whoever the hacker is, got access to a database of passwords.
Oh, yeah.
And the beginning part of the email will reveal to you one of your passwords that you have used in the past on whatever website it was that got hacked.
Yep.
Like, we know what your password is, and that's how we got access to, you know, whatever about you.
Yeah.
And of course, most people use the, thank you for the call, Tom, most people use the same password on every website, so it's scary when these emails come in. There's more coming up. Free Talk
Live. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Democrats are complaining about a Trump administration decision to cut all U.S. aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to stop migrants from heading toward the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CNN spending hundreds of millions of tax dollars hasn't helped it in the past.
What the Trump administration is trying to do is saying, hey, we're prepared to help, we're prepared to engage, we're prepared to support, but you have to take serious efforts, whether it's in Guatemala, El Salvador, in Nicaragua, in Mexico, for that matter, too. We need those nations to ensure that their people aren't making this dangerous transit across Mexico.
President Trump says yes, he is considering placing detained illegal migrants in sanctuary cities in Democratic districts since they're not supporting his efforts at border control. White House security officials say a man set his jacket on fire in front of the White House Friday afternoon. He was taken away by ambulance and is being treated for his injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Vincent.
And also want to make sure you know about freetalklive.com and all the great features that we have waiting for you over there. So hop on over and grab archives. You can watch us live on video and more. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Now, I want you to also know about Liberty.menu. That is for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. It's Liberty.menu. Whether you've got an event that you want to promote, your business that you want people to know about, or digital content that you've created you want people to consume, you can put an entry, or more than one, up on Liberty.menu. It's free to use, so why not? Unless you don't want free publicity. So head on over there to liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get a special Free Talk Live listener badge for your profile. Liberty.menu. Let's go to Philip. He's in Long Island listening online. Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, what's going on, you sexy beasts of both of you?
Hey, there's actually three of us here.
The three is.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Listen, the whole thing is kooky, man.
What whole thing?
You guys are kooks. I'm
Maybe.
A kook.
Okay.
There's a lot of kooks out there.
Yeah.
But you know what? I dig you guys in a big way, and I hope you go viral and you go on like a radio station. What's going on with you?
We're
guys?
On 190.
I miss you guys. Talk to me.
I mean, I don't know if you knew this. Maybe you're new to the show, but we're on 190 radio stations over the whole week. So, I mean, we've already kind of done that. But going viral would be nice. I mean, I would be fine with going viral. We've got, I forgot to mention, we got our Clips channel over at clips.freetalklive.com. That's where people can share out videos of shareable length, not 3 hours, but, you know, a 20-minute or 5-minute clip or something like that.
Well, I've been on a station once before, and you guys talked me down. I'm Philip from Long Island. I'm the man whore.
You're a man whore, meaning you get paid to have sex and you're male?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
So we talked about this previously?
Well, I kind of miss you guys, and
how do you advertise?
I don't advertise. I go to the local. I go to the local Marriott hotel.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So the bag guy at the Marriott or the concierge is recommending you to people who want to prostitute for the night? How does that work?
Exactly. That's very good.
So did you know the concierge, and that's how you were able to set that deal up? Like, how did you end up doing that?
I throw the concierge about $200, and yeah. When there's a convention in town, I focus on one person,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, a lady, you know. And
you actually have women buying your services? Because normally when I hear man whore, I think that, you know, he's got gay clients.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
No.
Oh, that's interesting. Because normally normally males are considered more likely to be a client of a prostitute, but I guess that it works in reverse. So, okay, you give the concierge $200, and is this every weekend there's a convention, he gets $200, and do you pay him in advance?
Of course. And the concierge, I give him $200, and he steers me to women that are out and hanging out at the bar. They're away from their husbands.
Right.
All over the United States.
They're wealthy enough to attend a convention, right?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
So, tell me how this works. I mean, so has the woman asked the concierge in advance, hey, do you know where I can get a prostitute? I mean, does that actually happen? Or is it he just points out women he thinks might be interested? Like, do they actually ask for this service?
Well, let me ask you something. I'm going to reverse this on you, and you're not going to like it, but... Yeah, if you guys were away, the three is, how would you work? You know what I mean?
I personally don't seek those services, so I don't. I don't know.
Come on, bro.
No, I don't. I presume I would go online if I were going to look for something like that. But no, I guess that makes sense. I mean, that's what the concierge is supposed to do, right? He's supposed to point you to a good restaurant if you need a good restaurant.
Right, and
if you need a prostitute,
if she's staying in a hotel. Right?
Yeah.
And you bring her up, and you be like, well, I'm not here, you know. And everything works out.
Yeah. And so you're in New York, where, of course, there's a convention every damn, you know, day, or every weekend at the very least. So it's probably not hard to... I mean, are you working every day, every week, or do you take time off?
Well, I'm not as sexy as you are, but I try to work as much as I can.
I'm curious, have you ever seen the movie? Your experience reminds me of the film Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo with Rob Schneider. Was that an inspiration, or did you ever see that?
Well, you know what? That was a comedy type of thing.
Yeah.
When you walk up on a girl in a bar at the Marriott Hotel, let's say it's, Uniondale, Long Island, and the woman's there, and she's away.
What do you say? What is the opening line, like, as you're approaching her and sitting down next to her at the bar?
How does this work?
Yeah, to pretend that we're the woman at the bar. Give us your opening pitch.
Well, you never do anything on the opening line. You sit next to her, and you wait about 25 minutes. And you buy her a drink.
Okay.
And you got to realize that she's a guest in a hotel. If she's not a guest in a hotel, you cut her loose. But if she's in the hotel, you hang out, have a couple of drinks, and this and that, you know how it works, you guys.
I don't know how it works.
Philip,
I don't know how it works. That's why I'm asking you, okay?
Yeah.
So I want to hear this. What do you say to him? You've bought her a drink. She doesn't know you're a prostitute at this point, so she's just accepting drinks from you. Purportedly, she's told the concierge she's looking for one, so how do you broach the subject?
No, she doesn't tell the concierge she's looking for one.
Oh, I asked you that earlier, and you said she did.
Yeah, no, no. What happens is I slip the guy money.
Yeah.
And he tells me, boom, 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 you got three girls in the bar. You know, medical conventions, you know, conventions or, you know.
Why would he need to tell you that there are girls in the bar?
Yeah,
you can
I'm
go
lost.
Into the bar and see that there are women in the bar. So if they haven't indicated to the concierge that they are specifically looking for a prostitute, how do you know they're a good prospect? Just simply because they're there alone?
Indeed.
All right, so hit me up. Give me the pitch. We're sitting here, pretend let's do a little role playing here.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
We're the lady at the bar. You've come up. You've offered us a drink. We've accepted. You know, the drink is why not, right? It's free drink. So we've accepted the free drink. We've been sitting there. You've been making small talk, I presume. You're not just sitting there, you know, looking at your glass. So
no, it's a professional line. It's a professional, you know.
Are there code words?
Are you saying it's a trade secret? And you're not going to tell me what your line is?
Well, I'll tell you guys whatever you want to know. Just ask.
Tell me how you broach the fact that you're a prostitute with her.
Well, she doesn't realize I'm a prostitute.
I know that. You've sat down and you've bought her drinks.
That's right. I bought her a couple of drinks. I go up to her. I take my right hand, and she is to my right. I put my right hand on her knee.
Oh, my.
And we talk back and forth and everything else. And usually, listen, it's only half my style. If she comes down in like a white satin blouse, my favorite, or a plum satin blouse, that's another favorite. So if they come down to the bar looking like that, come on. Come on, boys.
I don't know what you want out of me. I don't know what you want me to say here because we asked you a question and you haven't really been clear that, you know, you put a hand on her leg. A lot of women aren't going to appreciate that at all. That's a pretty forward move for somebody just sitting at a bar who's bought a couple of drinks. I mean, not that I'm an expert at picking up women in bars. I know nothing about it.
Well, apparently you're not an expert.
But you're not picking up a woman. You're trying to get someone to pay you to have sex with them.
That's right.
Okay. Are you going to actually tell us how you do this? Should we hold on to you, or are you just going to keep dicking us around?
I tell her right off.
Hold on. Hold on. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those, and you will sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. We've got Philip still on the line here. We're going to continue with his call. He claims that he is a male prostitute who picks up female clients in a hotel bar in Manhattan or somewhere in maybe Long Island where he's calling from, but somewhere in New York. And first he says he pays the concierge $200 to point out women to him, but these women haven't asked the concierge for a prostitute. So he's just asking for women who appear to be single and are staying in the hotel. He then goes into the hotel bar, finds these women, sits down next to them and buys them drinks. And we haven't yet gotten to how exactly he converts the woman who's sitting next to him into a client for his prostitution services. That's what we're trying to find out here. He's been a little dodgy with the answers here. And I can understand, Philip, you don't want to give away the tricks of the trade, right? Like, you don't want to give away the trade secrets. I can understand that. But the fact is, the odds are most people are not going to go into this profession. Most people.
Hey, listen, guys, I apologize. Yeah. I didn't mean to, you know, get apprehensive or anything.
Well, we just want to know, or at least I want to know. I don't know if you guys
ask
care,
me.
But
ask me what you want.
I find these things fascinating, right? Because, you know, there's not a whole lot of publicity about prostitution and how it all works. I mean, you can
especially
read about
a man
it online.
Whore.
Especially a man whore. Exactly.
So do you come out and at some point bluntly say that you're a prostitute or a man whore or a gigolo or whatever
right.
it is that you are?
No. What happens is we'll be hanging out in the bar and everything else, and the bartender will be like, just give me a wink.
What's that all about?
Hey, guys, you've been to major hotels in your life.
Sure.
You know what's going on. Come on now.
I've never worked in a hotel.
I mean, none of us are from New York, so I mean, maybe it's the norm there, but for all of us, at least for me,
Atlanta,
it's totally alien.
Atlanta, Chicago, L.A., I work all over.
What are you suggesting, though? When you say the bartender gives you a wink, What is the communication there?
It sounds like they're like having some sort of like a relationship going on between him and the bartender at that point.
It sounds like something out of a grocery store dime novel.
Yeah.
No.
It really does.
If you're married for 10 years, you go on the road, you're a woman. Okay? And you're sitting in the bar.
Yeah.
And you're hanging out and everything else. If you were a man, switch it over. What would you do?
Was so married, right? I mean, I could answer that. Absolutely not.
Come on, guys. Come on. Be truthful.
No, that's absolutely truthful. Adultery is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I think you're the exception here.
If I were in a bar, first of all,
I'm a disgusting individual.
Yeah, he
no,
does.
I don't think that at
I
all.
Don't. I don't
I
think
don't
that necessarily
at all.
Think that's disgusting, but I do.
Just
I do.
But hold on. Just because Vincent says he wouldn't do it doesn't mean he thinks you're disgusting. You don't think, do you think?
Well, I mean, if you're, like, I'm not ready to make any sort of moral judgment. I mean, I'm just thinking if you're encouraging people to cheat on their spouse, then, yeah, I mean, I think that's immoral
There's
and not a good thing to do.
There's never encouragement.
All right. So okay. The bartender waits.
If you guys go away and you're working on a job and you're doing this and you're doing that and you go down to come on, you guys been down to the hotel.
Philip, just because some guys are like that. Maybe most guys. Honestly,
be honest.
I am honest. I wouldn't do it.
Just because most guys might be like that. Doesn't mean the three in the studio are. Chris, you are not married, but you've got a partner.
Yeah.
What? Nobody's
so
calling
you
a monster
a
except
monster?
For maybe Vincent. No, I'm not calling you a monster. You're a human being who is an alleged prostitute, and some people...
I'm a man whore,
right,
and
some
I
people
enjoy
wanna, okay, some people want to have sex, and they want to have it promiscuously, and that's fine. That's their life. That's their risk. They can take those risks. I just want to know how it all works from a kind of a business. Just I'm fascinated by, you know, things like this that are sort of in the underground, and, like, there's code words, and there's, you know, like, so the bartender winks at you. Take us through the process, Philip, and then you can ask a question. Philip,
if you guys
take us
hanging
through.
Out and you see something tasty, you want to take a taste.
If it's a delicious chicken, you know, sandwich or steak
listen,
or something
listen.
Like that,
oh,
then
come
yes.
on now.
Way,
come on
would,
now, boys.
The way
don't,
I would approach this is totally different than the way somebody else would probably approach this. I'd just be blunt about it. I'd be like,
look, I'm a prostitute. You want some?
Yeah, right? Like, no, well, that's not even what I was thinking, but just like if I want to go out with somebody or whatever, yeah. I'd just be blunt about it. But that's
well, he
not
doesn't
your normal.
Want to go out. Right.
But the point that I'm making, that's not that's necessarily your normal, like, human behavior, like, that most people would do, right? So
I don't know what most people would do, honestly.
I
have no idea.
I don't think, well, let's put it this way. I'm not even going to go into what I would do. But it's just, I can assure you that it's certainly what I've done in the past. Is not
Let me ask you something. You guys go out of town. You pronate your show and everything else. Come on.
Philip.
When
finish
you guys
the story.
Are slagged out,
Philip,
when you guys are slagged out.
Just laying us on.
I
think he's screwing us around.
Yeah.
Philip. I'm going to give you one last chance.
I am
going to give you one last chance to tell us how this works. You get a wink from the bartender. You've been sitting with this woman buying her drinks. What happens? You put her on your hand. You put your hand. He's not going to answer it. Just keep going with the story. You put your hand on her leg. The bartender winks at you. What happens?
Hand on a leg. Couple of moves. We wink at each other. Then I take my right arm, rub her shoulder. Okay? And then we go upstairs because she has a room on the 13th floor. She's a
now this is a joke.
This
is definitely
a joke.
There is no 13th floor in most hotels.
You think it's a joke?
Most hotels don't have a 13th floor.
All right, well, call a Marriott on Long Island. See if they have a 13th floor.
All right, what happens at the hotel room?
Well, we get in. I slam the door. I undress
so scary.
I undress the woman because she knows why she's there.
When does the money change hands?
That sounds like a fantasy, not a...
you guys...
Hold on. By man whore, do you mean you're a prostitute or you just screw women in bars? I mean, what do you mean?
I'm a man whore.
You're not a prostitute, then. You're
I'm
not getting paid.
Man whore.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Philip. I've had it.
This is like sex talk on the internet.
Yeah.
Is that not even good sex talk?
I love what Gene, I think this is what you were laughing about. Christian Anarchist says in the D-Live chat, I can't imagine how hard up a woman has to be to pay this guy for sex.
No, it was Liberty Girl 1776.
Oh, yeah, she said some good ones, too. What did she say? She said, LOLs, he just whips it out.
How much, ladies?
So I guess maybe I misunderstood. Maybe I don't know the definition of man whore. I mean, when I hear whore, I think prostitute.
Right.
So I thought he was a prostitute.
He's a male prostitute is what
he certainly
saying.
Didn't deny it in the beginning parts of the call. When I used the word prostitute, he didn't say, oh, no, I'm not a prostitute.
Feel like that's the only thing that sounded like that might be actually right. Like a person who is a male prostitute doesn't like to be called a male prostitute. And I think that
gigolo?
Yeah, like gigolo or man whore might actually be terms that like somebody who was a prostitute would use.
All right, we've got to go to Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary knows all of these things. Man whore.
Well, that's why I was curious with the title of the Deuce Bigelow film, because I always thought a gigolo was male anyways, but it's called male gigolo, so maybe they just added that.
Okay.
To,
it's not a prostitute. I apologize.
So what is it
it's
exactly?
A guy, no, definition number one on UrbanDictionary.com, a man whore. A guy who jumps from girl to girl without remorse. He's a player that you should steer away from if possible. He's a sweet talker and makes you believe whatever he says, even when your heart tells you he's lying.
This guy doesn't even sound like he knows what a man whore is.
Well, that sounds like a synonym for womanizer, as far as I'm an, I like that definition, you know, they could use that for James Bond or for like any soap opera star.
James Bond probably would, I mean, by this definition, be a man whore.
I mean, it's like, I always, like, I used to think man whore was, like, a masculine version of slut, right? But it's not,
That appears to be what it is.
Well, I mean, the way it says is, like, oh, irresistible, or however it describes it. It doesn't sound very good, although in this twisted,
here's a
messed
shorter,
up clown
here's a shorter
society,
definition.
Being called a whore, I guess, is a good thing now.
Here's a shorter definition. This is definition number two. A man who finds the need to hit on and sleep with just about every female that he comes into contact with. So, yeah, definition three, a male slut, right here. Definition three, someone who seeks attention from multiple lady partners. You don't want to be seen with one of these. A player, a cheater. Definition four, charming and cute, well-dressed, clean. So what he was actually doing was giving us a description of how he picks up women at bars, not that he gets them to pay him for his services.
I mean, we said that numerous times. How do you get them to pay you? And he's like,
he kept dodging around.
Right. Like, he didn't say that, oh, I don't, I'm paying somebody else in order to help me get, you know, in bed with a woman.
Yeah, I mean, putting your hand on somebody's leg, giving them a shoulder rub at a bar, a complete stranger you just met, that's a pretty brazen thing to do. I don't know, maybe it's more common than I think. I know nothing about this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number three is on the way, and terrorists coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.